Dustin, great to be joining you here. My name is Joseph Lanius. I'm a film producer and an attorney in the entertainment business. I've been doing this for about 16 years here from Los Angeles. I've had my own practice for 13 years. So definitely been an adventure, to say the least.
Gotcha. And how did you get into filmmaking and like what was your first film?
Sure. I guess how I really broke into the business was with Paranormal Activity, actually. I was an intern at the company. The name of it was I Am Global at the time. And, you know, obviously a lot of people know Paranormal Activity because it was made for $12,500 and went on to gross over $200 million worldwide. But what people don't really realize is that film had actually been around the distribution, you know, kind of ring and was passed by everyone. And so what I Am Global and the producers of that project decided to do was to take it to college campuses. And they were showing it in college campuses and they had the cameras in there and they saw all the kids freaking out. And then they also started an internet campaign saying, is this real footage? Is this fake? Is this true? And people were, they had done the same with Blair Witch about 10 or 15 years prior to that, but they started that little buzz on the internet about it being, you know, is this fake? Is this real? And it got over about 1.5 million, you know, likes and clicks and impressions. And this was obviously back in around 2009-10 when people really weren't paying attention as much to what that really, you know, that type of data means these days. So they went back to Paramount though and said, look, you've got a very solid built-in audience, it seems. Let's throw a little P&A at it. And then Paramount decided yes. And that went on to make, you know, the first one, you know, like I said, it did over $200 million worldwide. The studio took over the franchise from there. And what I think they did 8 or 9, definitely milked it all the way. So that was the first film I was a part of that really kind of opened my eyes to the business.
So you started as an intern in Paranormal Activity. How did you even get that job? Like, I know that your attorney was that legal or you
yeah,
were just
I was more on the legal side. Exactly. I was on the legal side. That's where I started in the business. My first year. So I was more on the creative side before I went to law school. I was actually a DJ for like 10 years. You can actually see some of the turntables and records in the background that I still do for fun. But got tired of being a starving artist, decided to go to law school. My first year of law school, I got a internship at Sony Pictures. At the time, I was in Jacksonville, Florida, going to law school. I transferred out to Southwestern, and I quickly learned, especially in entertainment, it's all about your network. You know, it really is about the people you meet and interact with. And so I was spending just as much time looking, you know, working at my internships than I was at school. So my final year of law school is when I got with this company, I Am Global, and then towards the end of that year is when they launched they really got into Paranormal Activity. And then with the success of that film, they brought me on in-house permanently. So, and that was purely from a legal basis. And I stayed with them a few years, and that's when I really started to learn about how independent films are financed and structured. So, you know, that's where I find myself a lot of times with the films I'm working on is a bit more on the business side of things, you know, structuring the financing, helping other producers, you know, raise money or inject money into their projects, and just thinking of ways to keep the creative integrity, but also make it, you know, where it will hopefully be a profitable project. So, and then that's when I would say in the last 5 or 6 years is when I've really started, you know, wearing the producer hat a lot more than just the attorney hat on films.
So after Paranormal Activity, does this really help your career launch just because it's a massive success? And also, does it help you get into your next film?
It did definitely, you know, it helped me understand the business a lot more, you know, because I was rather green at that time. And, you know, I was more in-house, so I was, you know, definitely working under folks and all. But it you know, they, from just the company I was with, from them, that being so successful, all, you know, they literally, they got $100 million in capital. They started producing their own films, you know, which led to me to be a part of other films. They did this film Safe. They did Company Men. Safe had, it was Jason, a Jason Statham film. They did another film. They did the remake of Judge Dredd. The first one was with Sylvester Stallone. The remake was with Carl Urban. So yeah, it definitely helped that trajectory start.
Okay. And that, how do you kind of bridge that gap from, you know, being an attorney to a producer? Like, I know obviously you were at a company at first, but how do you kind of move from, yeah, you know, just doing legal?
No, what, you know, that's what, like I said, you know, mentioned earlier, it's all about networks. So what I started doing to really get myself out there and grow into my career, I was going to all the different film festivals, to Cannes, to Toronto, AFM, Berlin, and gotcha, really just starting to, you know, meet more people in the industry, meet more people that are, you know, and at these festivals are, you know, there's plenty of people who are there just going for films, but there's definitely a lot of people that are making the films happen there, and really started expanding my network and just knowledge of the business overall by going, you know, and meeting different folks.
Okay. And as you're producing, like, what is some of the biggest obstacles that you had to do on set and like just going through it?
You know, I mean, it's really, because what you're doing is, you know, one of the biggest things is the personalities, right? And because you're getting people that haven't necessarily worked together, and it's so hard. So everything needs to be harmonious as possible in jail. And that's, it's very difficult because you get all these different personalities who have all these different ideas, and you're throwing them all together in a very short period of time. You know, sure, there's a couple of core people that work, you know, but once you really start getting into pre-production, right, all of a sudden you're throwing 100 people that may kind of know each other. Maybe they've worked together some, but, you know, you're throwing new people in this and that. And then, you know, and then before you know it, you have the cast coming there. So, you know, and let's be honest, that can be some of the most challenging factors too. I will say the hardest thing is trying to, you know, raise the money for it, you know, that, sure, you know, like anything. But, you know, as far as on set, it is really just trying to juggle the different personalities, hear people, make them feel seen and heard when they have issues. But at the same time, realizing that, you know, there's only so much you can do and so many concessions you can make. And then you have to make those split second decisions that can impact, you know, the whole week. So, or even more, you know, so it's just really staying focused and sharp, you know, and objective as possible. You know, don't get caught into, you know, the little bickering and this and that happens. And try to keep it, you know, moving, that, because it's a train. And once the production is really going, I mean, it's moving fast. But, you know, that's part of the excitement too. There's never a dull moment.
And as a attorney, were you practicing more on like the distribution side or like the casting side or just contracts in general?
Yeah, in general. I mean, when I started out, it was more on distribution. It was dealing with the foreign sales aspect of it all. And that was another thing that, you know, it really taught me that early in my career that, you know, what's funny in comedy, right? It doesn't travel as well internationally at times, you know, in certain territories. Drama is the same way. What Americans may think is super dramatic, you know, other countries, you know, are just, it could care less, or it's just not as an important issue in their society. So it really taught me that. But, you know, now I'm doing, you know, everything from distribution, talent agreements, director, writer, all the financing. You know, there's the financing can be very intricate at times, especially, you know, if you, a lot of times films these days, they, you know, there's someone who's writing the equity checks, but a lot of them are getting loans from banks. tasks and structuring it in that manner. So that always adds a bit more complexities. But, you know, I've kind of seen it all and done it all. So, you know, there's always these little nuances on every film that pop up that you and you're just like, wow, that really happened?
and that's a new one there.
Yeah.
What advice would you give to like a new filmmaker just starting out?
I mean, a new filmmaker starting out, I would say, you know, and I'm third time I'm mentioning it now, but networking, you know, getting out there and really, and not only, you know, also where learning, you know, perfecting the creative side, but really paying attention to the business side and the business people that are within there, because ultimately they can really help that project get from development to green light. You know, another thing I would add is some people, you know, you got to crawl before you walk and walk before you run in this industry. So it's like if you're coming in and you think you have this big franchise, you know, $50 million film, 75. If you're a first time producer, it's going to be very, very difficult for you to get that made. Now, sure, maybe you could get a network or a streamer or a studio on board, but it's good to just get something done that you've produced, finish in the can, whether that's 50,000, couple hundred thousand, you know, it's just good to get that first one from start to finish under your belt.
And have you seen in your career anything kind of like the Paranormal Activity again on any of your movies, where obviously not that big of a level because, you know, going from $12,000 to multi-millions is very difficult, but have you seen any of that kind of marketing technique or anything that sticks out to you?
There was another film I did quite well. It was To the Bone. It had Lily Collins and Keanu Reeves. It was based on Lily Collins had an eating disorder, but it was really good. You know, look, I wasn't necessarily the target audience, right? But the director, writer, director, Marty Noxon, did such a great job of bringing in some comedic relief to it. And that film, you know, it sold for 2.5 times its budget. So, you know, was very happy and successful on that one. You know, I can't say we haven't seen the quiet of, you know, like, look, Blair Witch was the first time that needle in the haystack, you know, but I mean, look, you know, not that I've been a part of, but, you know, obviously the Blumhouse crew, they're just, sure. You know, they just churn them out like a sandwich and do really great stuff, you know, and I think they've been quite innovative. Them and A24 are quite innovative on the way that they market their films and really hit their audience. I think they both do a great job at that, you know, for not being the big behemoth studio or streamer.
Sure, sure. And, you know, going a little bit back in your career, is there any time that you felt like giving up, and like what was that kind of situation in it?
Oh yeah, you know, especially when I went out on my own on my firm. At first it was fine and dandy, but you know, it got rocky in about 17 and 18, and then again right around the pandemic, you know, in 2020. Things were going well, but you know, you kind of had that moment of like, okay, do I need to go in house somewhere again? And do I need to wrap my business up and call it a day and just go collect a paycheck? But, you know, I would always have those little moments. And I think that's what people's got to pay attention to, those little moments, because they mean something. They mean you're on the right path. It doesn't always have to be this big grandioso, you know, occasion to justify that you're moving in the right direction, you know. And there was, and honestly, since 22, you know, there was a pause like everybody in life, you know, in the spring and early summer of 2020. But since August of 2020, I have been rolling, and thankfully it's been my busiest and best years. So, you know, but I definitely, I had those moments where, you know, even when 2020, I was just like joking with my wife at the time. I was like, maybe I just need to go to Ralph's. Those guys, the checkout guys, aren't going to lose jobs for a while or invent some new toilet paper or something. But, it panned out. I stayed tried and true. And it's really been a great couple of years. And I think that momentum will, you know, the strike's put a pause on it for a little bit, but it looks like the momentum's really picking back up for 2024.
And you hear so many stories about new filmmakers kind of getting robbed in the distribution side. Is there advice you would give a new filmmaker?
get a good attorney who knows distribution, you know, because yes, you definitely can, because right, there's companies out there that position themselves a lot of times as distributors. And you really need to research that, because they're not, you know, they're more of someone who you know, and they may have had some success here and there, but they're really not the distributors. So they're going to charge you a fee, and then they're going to turn around and do it with the real distributor who's going to charge you a fee. So, you know, whatever money you see on the front side, a lot of times can be the only money you're going to see ever for that film, because you're in so many layers behind you, you know. So it's really research, you know, looking on IMDb, that it's a great source to, okay, you see this company did this film. All right, go look through those films. Maybe you've worked with somebody that knows them, and that's what, you know, how I've connected the dots a lot of times. Oh, I don't know this company or that person, but I worked on this film that did a film with that company or that person. So let me go reach out and try to see what I can find, you know.
No, that makes sense. And that was really my last question.